Okay, so I'd like to start by sharing a kind of behind the scenes background personal gist with you guys, and it's this. I got the inspiration, right, or the idea, whatever you want to call it, for the series that we're doing now sometime in July, probably at the beginning or in the middle, maybe the end. Sometime in July, Shai, you get. I got the inspiration sometime in July for What's the Hardest Thing series, and I had decided I was going to run it in September. Now, it so happens to be that in this month of September, in my church, right, the theme of the month and the teaching series, and all the teaching series for the month, has been tagged Joy Code, right? And what they've been teaching us basically is about how hardships are a part of our life, which for any Christian is going to be like, what? Aren't we called to experience Jesus' joy and bask in progress and joy in the faith and just be cruising and vibing in the Lord and in the Holy Ghost? But we're being taught that so long as we are in this fallen world, we are to expect hardships. And one of the first things that he mentioned, the first day that this series was presented to us, was how we need to realize that we are not alone. And first of all, I feel like it's not just a mere coincidence that I'm having this series and there's the teaching series in church as well. I also, you know, it was just really profound for me, very humbling as well, that what I've been telling you guys is basically the same thing, you know, that they're telling us in church as well. And that's that. I've been telling y'all that the first purpose for this series is to remind and encourage everyone who's listening and everyone who's dropping comments in the comment section that they are not alone in their struggle. And that's why, you guys, I'm going to encourage everyone to really not take this series for granted. You want to share it with people because it's definitely going to be an encouragement for them. You want to keep sharing your comments as well because you're going to be encouraging people. It's going to reach people in ways you probably would never have imagined, right? So keep those comments coming in, okay? Keep engaging, keep sharing, and keep tuning into the series as well. All right, that being said, let me reduce my voice. You know, I was a bit passionate just now, and this is Latin Meditation, so we keep things, you know, soft over here. So welcome back to Latin Meditation's podcast, coming to you from the Bouge, and also probably most likely coming to you from the city of Chicago. It's your girl, still your favorite girl. I haven't changed. Good old say me, Lyle. Without further ado, let's meditate. So today in the studio with me is one of my many sugar daddies. Don't tell my mama said that. He's an absolute darling. And yes, I call him my gym buddy in diaspora and beyond, but technically, he's my gym coach. He's my sensei, my master, my sama. How do you say it in Japanese? Sama. Is it sama? You guys know the thing. You guys know the thing. That's the thing that he is. His name is Justin Iyoshe. My dad says Justin. That's how he says it, isn't it?
Yeah.
Justin. With a BSc in anatomy and an MBA in finance management, Justin is currently living it up as a businessman. I feel like I'm giving them your profile, you know.
Yeah.
In it. And yes, ladies, he is single. In his words, he said he's very single. So you know what to do. Just
I don't have any social media presence, so just take it that just believe I'm pants on. Just believe.
Yes. No. Let me tell them. It's not about belief. I know it because I'm looking at it. He's good looking and he's very single. So
yeah,
talk to me and I will talk to him on your behalf.
Maybe. If you're good looking too. So.
Okay. Developments in the
team,
beginning is already.
Teamwork makes the dream work.
Team.
So. Ooh. I don't have ugly kids. Yeah,
so. This is too much savagery in the beginning. Let's go to the first question though, before people off this thing.
I apologize. Sorry for my bad behavior.
Okay, so first question. What's the hardest thing about living alone?
It's not really hard. Yeah. Apart from being responsible.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Hmm.
You have bills to pay. you're an adult, so you can't really just always ask for money from anybody. Like, I don't have anybody to ask money from my dad, so yeah, but from bills.
Some people can't even ask for money, except
yeah, apart from bills and what else?
Living up to the responsibility.
Yeah, and I get lonely once in a while, so.
Aww.
Yeah.
Ladies, we need to. Not ladies, lady in particular.
I don't mind ladies, so.
Remind ladies, please. Lady in particular, you know, you need to allow this man locate you so that, you know, we can do something about that. Okay, next question. What's the hardest thing about being a Christian for you? Okay, no, let me rephrase. Do you think that being a Christian is an easy thing?
Yes,
to do?
I think it's easy.
You think it's easy?
Yeah, I think it's easy.
Okay.
But the hard part is making it easy. If that makes sense. Yeah.
Please explain.
You know what to do. You know what is right and what's wrong. But then you choose to do what's wrong, so that makes it hard. Because you're so used to doing the wrong things, and like everybody has their bad vices. I have a bad vices. So that's the hard part for me. I'm struggling with flesh desires.
Flesh desires. It's because we're in the world now.
Yeah,
but you know, we know that we are not of the world.
Yeah, we're not of the world.
And to embrace that power in the knowledge of knowing that you're not of the world and you do have the ability to say no to these flesh desires.
Like, it's not like it's been forced on you. Like, you have to choose to do it or not. But most times, you just choose, like, yeah, because you know God is merciful, so.
I feel like, apart from the fact that, you know, we can get very comfortable in His mercy and grace, right? I also feel like there's this unconscious mentality that we have as people where we feel like the best thing to do is the easiest thing to do.
Yeah.
Like, okay, it's easier to just...
Then you have a lot of vices that we feel like are not sins. I feel like they are normal things in our lives, but they're actually sins. So like, it's hard to just say, yeah, I'm going to stop.
Especially when you feel, when you keep seeing a pattern of being unable to say no to that thing.
If he has
that kind of control over you, like, then you should be asking.
This is my human nature.
Like, but you should also then be asking, why is it so difficult for me to say no to that thing?
Yeah, because you like it now.
God will help us. Grace and more grace abounds. Yeah. The grace to also receive the grace that is able to rise above these things is, you know, a thing as well. Okay, so what would you say is the toughest part about being a gym rat in Nigeria?
Well, everything. Nigeria is just, it's just the hard part itself.
Oh my God!
I feel like, it's just feel like super rich kids, but you don't really feel that stuff. But first with dieting. Like the food you have in Nigeria on their own, if you want to like be on a strict diet, you're just going to eat nothing.
Truly.
You're going to eat rice.
No. Like you said, super rich kids. Then you can eat chicken, like eat chicken almost every time, and turkey, and then
Protein's expensive.
What about meat?
Yeah, that's actually protein. All forms of protein are expensive. So then supplements are also expensive. Yeah, they're not always accessible. Like most stores here don't have what you need. You have to like order. Takes a while. Then going to the gym itself.
Shipping, going to the gym.
Of course, of fuel now. I have to drive to the gym. I can't walk to my gym. It's quite far. And then gyms are always full, so you have to like choose specific
times. What gyms are you going to that are always full? My gym is always empty.
Yeah, it's in Lubina, that's why.
I'm in the trenches. And I go to trenches gym.
Like I go to iFitness.
Ooh.
Quite far. It's always full. So you see, I go like early in the morning, like 6, 7, 8.
Your grandpa people are too bougie. That's why it's always.
They're not really bougie.
Like, but they are classy people now.
They're not classy at all, man.
Nah. People, grandpa people in the world.
Nah.
No, but people really like, people rate grandpa though.
I don't rate it. Sorry.
Sorry now, but you go gym for grandpa.
Yeah, because that's where it is. So.
Alright.
Yeah. Apart from that, it's not really that hard. It's enjoyable.
I think what is not hard is the gym itself.
Yeah, the gym itself. Yeah, but the like around
creating a healthy lifestyle in Nigeria can be
difficult.
As in, naturally, creating a healthy lifestyle requires.
When you go home, your mom is making swallow.
Ma! What are you saying?
So,
I feel like, I mean, normally creating a healthy lifestyle is almost like the same thing with trying to fight your fleshy desires.
Exactly, yes.
You have to be intentional.
And healthy food are quite boring.
Not all. You can make them interesting. Yeah.
But then that's if you have time.
So that means you could also make pursuing right things interesting. But that's not even, I think the point I was trying to make is normally some of these, again, anything that is worth doing is going to challenge you in some way, right?
Yeah.
But I feel like Nigeria,
it's a challenge on its own. So
it's already a challenge on its own. So you want to be doing challenging things in a challenging country? Fam. I think people who are able to do the most in this country should be considered superhumans.
Yes, they should.
Honestly, you've built a very unusual level of capacity.
Because we're so used to struggling, we accept struggling. Like if someone
and highly unnecessary.
Yeah, you're like, this person got this easy. It's not. Something's wrong.
And for the Nigerians listening, please, I think we need to start fixing that mentality that you have to struggle.
Yeah. Even our parents,
like rise to the challenge, but struggling is not the only way to prevail in this life. Come on now.
We always find a way for stuff. So like, you can say like, I'm a lazy genius.
God, when?
No, that's why I study medicine. I thank God, right?
I beg. That's even the more reason why I need to be a lazy genius now. I'm studying medicine. I need way. But I'm not lazy genius. I'm not lazy.
Yeah.
Genius no day side. Okay, next question. What would you say is the hardest thing about having and building relationships?
Mm.
I'm not just talking about like romantic relationships.
Romantic relationships with people, family.
Why does everybody's mind go there when you say relationships? Everyone's like romantic. Like.
Because I'm not going to tell my friends, okay, I like our relationship.
But I like our relationship.
Yeah.
Okay, but what's the hardest thing?
Hardest thing? I don't really have experience per se in any. Okay, I have relationships. Yeah, you said a lot of romantic.
Yeah, I mean, your family,
so
your friends.
Hardest thing is. What's the hardest thing? That's hard. trusting people. Yeah, I have slight trust issues. I have very, very high walls. Yeah, so it's hard for me to just like open up to people. Like when people say like stuff like "get care about you," "I love you," all kinds of stuff. It feels weird. I feel like I need help. It was like it's suspicious. Like, why do you say you love me? Like, what are you loving? So that kind of stuff, yeah.
I don't want to say I can't relate, but I feel like I can relate to an extent. Yeah. When I meet new people who are just, you know, very excited to
and
meet
yeah,
me,
and yeah,
like,
most
what?
Of the time, most people are just like, relationships are kind of transactional. What can they get from you?
How did we get there?
Everybody wants to play a game now.
Why?
Because of all the, you know, like small negative news about relationships.
Truly.
I feel like, you hardly hear good stuff about relationships,
truly,
and stuff, truly. Yeah, backstabbing,
truly.
Betrayal and stuff. So,
you guys are watching too much Game of Thrones.
Yeah. So,
but honestly, I do feel
so
like
everybody's on their toes. Everybody's like, I don't want to lose guard.
Let me stay sharp.
Yeah, stay sharp. So everybody's on edge. Everybody's relaxed. So.
But do you know that I just okay? First of all, I feel like people need to not downplay, but I feel like people carry the negative news more than the positive
news.
Yeah,
no, you said bad news spreads like wildfire. And then, you know, they say when you tell one lie over and over, it becomes a truth.
It becomes, wow.
Yeah.
Wow. We're like, in trouble though.
So like when last you do hear people talk about like, my relationship is good, this kind of stuff.
It's
like,
healthy,
how often,
yeah. That's sad though, yeah. That's sad. That's
we like to talk
so
about bad things.
Sad, yeah. And I don't know, I was just thinking, and I'm trying to remember what it was I was just thinking, because like it's in my head, right?
Yeah.
Give me a second.
Sorry.
Oh my God, that took me a hot minute. But I think what I was trying to say was that I think the reason why it's really hard to trust people is because trust requires a certain level of vulnerability.
Yes.
It requires that you're going to have to, first of all, be open with yourself.
Yeah.
And then be willing to be open with someone, not because even at first you trust them, but you know, you're trying to take that chance and you know, see if trust is tricky.
And more times than not, when you take that chance, they're going to pie on your face.
It's a lie. Let me give you people positive narrative. I've trusted a couple people and so far they haven't let me down.
Yeah.
They haven't let me. Your mommy let you down, eh?
She can't let you down.
Exactly.
It's your mommy.
Yeah. I get when people say you can't compare.
That's the closest to God.
Let me now say this, and nobody has to agree with me.
So, how many relationships have you made this year? Friends, romantic.
I could be maintaining now. It's not about just making. What about the ones I had before that I'm been maintaining?
Okay, how many are you maintaining so far?
At least like 5.
Okay, I know you're going to say like your old friends. So.
Do you think it's easy? How many people, 40 friends don't fly together forever and all those things? The fact that we're still together and our bond has gotten stronger.
You guys see, you know.
And we do, I can trust the vulnerable parts of myself with these people.
They're women, I guess.
They are men too. They are men too. I trust you.
Yeah, I trust you.
Excuse me. Yeah. What do you mean? Oh, but you guys. Mm-hmm. I do believe that the biggest solution that we have to this problem is for especially Christians to walk as Christians.
Yeah.
And the hallmark of that is walking in the love of God. That's what we've been called to be Christ-like, so to love like God. Imagine we're loving even,
like
God.
When I even started today, because what about two commandments.
Mm-hmm.
Love God as you love your neighbor.
Love God with all your heart, strength, and then love your neighbor as you love yourself.
That's it too. So most people don't know how to love people, man.
So I think, because I feel like sometimes there's all these programs people are doing on how to make money, how to better yourself, but nobody's talking about how to love. Maybe we should look into that.
Sounds like a plan. Yeah.
Somebody should look into that.
You can now.
Somebody should look into that. Yeah. Somebody should take up that responsibility. So last question, so we can get out of these guys' hairs. What would you say is the toughest thing about the season of life that you're in?
What season am I in? The first part of the season I'm in is sometimes I feel like I'm not doing enough.
Oh, Jesus. That feeling.
Yeah. It's not like I compare myself to anybody because I don't see anybody as competition.
So, you shouldn't.
Yeah. So sometimes I just feel like you can do better, you can do more. Actually, you can always do more.
You can. I believe that you can.
Yeah, personally, I struggle with procrastination.
Me too.
Guys. So yeah, apart from that, I'm not really struggling this current season.
Well, I feel like maybe that sense of always feeling like you can do more. I don't know if it's maybe when people listen and they comment, but maybe it's very peculiar to people that procrastinate, because that's what helps us to push
you
beyond that procrastination.
But sometimes
thing, right?
Also it's not like you're procrastinating, but like you can do more, like how much work you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
You're not really working as hard as you can work.
You should be
You
know you have this capacity to do this much, like, but you're doing just like this.
It's like once you just get out of here, like quickly.
That ending time, you're not putting your mind into the work anymore.
So maybe like you have like 5 more reps, but because your head's not there anymore, you're just like, okay, I have one more, and you just get
out. Well, you know, at the end of the day, what can we do? We have trust issues, we procrastinate sometimes.
Let me say, I had trust issues because I feel like I'm quite vulnerable, I can talk about things. People.
Justin actually used to talk about things.
Can't talk about things compared to like before. Bottle it now, but have this hard guy.
You literally took the words out of me. What I was trying to say was that in spite of all of these things, we continue to move ahead. And I think in moving ahead, we can deal with the things that are hard and then have new things that will be hard for us, discover new things for us to deal with, discover new ways to deal with the things that we've been, so to say, struggling with. And we keep going anyways. I think that's the beauty of the human nature, perhaps.
So since we're trying to be positive, she said, what's the toughest thing about the current season of your life? This season, conversation, not really having any tough periods, having quite a good time.
Nice. Yeah,
nice. Businesses are going well. Plus new job.
Glory. Yeah, purr. Yeah. That means we're going to be okay. Let me know.
Yeah, I'm going to ball.
Are we?
Yeah.
Tinubu will not allow people to ball in peace, though. But we gon' ball in spite of. That's the point.
Tinubu has nothing on me, man.
No. Hey, God, I beg. God, I beg. Look upon me. I'm not a sleeper.
Hey, doctor.
Okay. All right. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. This was actually really fun. This was very, very. I'm looking forward to be listening to it because I think it's gonna be.
Yeah.
Epic.
And it went by fast.
Yes.
By fast.
It went by really quickly. Anyways, thank you guys for sticking around and tuning in, sending you love and light, you know, so you stay lit through every season of your life. Whether it's a hard one, is a smooth cruising one, whatever it is.
Don't have any hard seasons. Just grind.
Say the truth. Sometimes things are hard.
Even if it's hard, just don't make it hard. Just continue. Continue going.
Just they go. Just they
go. Yeah,
anyways. Love you guys. See you on the next one. Bye.